This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Good morning, welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. sitting in this morning for Jenna Barr, and happy Friday to you, and welcome to my friend Deja Daldel of the Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Good morning, Deja.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I am doing great on this beautiful Friday. How are you, my friend?
I am well. It's so great to talk with you. I've been missing you.
You know, I am very excited to get a chance to catch up and hear how everything is going with our beautiful Parks and Recreation Department. And I've been seeing some awesome activity and progress and things getting built and playgrounds going in. And I think of you all the time. So I'm so excited for a chance to just to catch up this morning and hear what you are most excited about and what people should be tuned in and paying attention to that's coming up with our parks department.
Absolutely. I know the last time we had the opportunity to talk, so much was going on. So yeah, we've definitely, you know, ended our summer season. We had a beautiful Blues on the Bay, Movies in the Park season. We want to thank everyone who came out this summer. I know our last show, we weren't able to do this past Sunday due to Hurricane Ida. We are keeping everyone in our thoughts and for safe recovery, both not only in our region out in Mississippi area and Louisiana, but up north too, in Northeast and New York and New Jersey. So we just want to start out with saying that, and, you know, thank you so much for everyone who has participated and come out for a great summer. And we're now transitioning into all of our fall events.
Oh, it's so exciting. It is officially September. I remember we've talked before about how much we both are looking forward to scarves and boots. It doesn't mean we feel like it today, but we're almost there.
Almost there. I know fall is actually my favorite season. And I mean, we still have a lot of things that we're capping off with the summer. It's not quite over yet. We know that Labor Day weekend marks as that final marker of the season and the summer season. And we have some stuff underway. So I'd love to let everyone know about it.
Yes. Yeah. So let us know, Deja, what is the next big thing happening?
Well, this Monday is the Bayou Hills Run. So it's the City 5K, 10K Championship. So we, you know, the city partners with Pensacola Sports to host this event every year. And it is going to be honoring our educators. So we're getting everyone out there to be able to celebrate all of our teachers. You know, they've done a wonderful job with helping all of our youth and our students really do a great job with excelling in their academia, you know, through the virtual world of Zoom. And now that they're back, we want to definitely honor them and our race this year. And so registration is still open. If you're interested in getting involved, you can come out as a participant to do it. You don't have to be a marathon runner. You know, you hear marathon, you're like, whoa, 10K, that's a little intense. But, you know, we have everyone of all ages that participates. This is just a fun way to get everyone out and enjoy and celebrate again our wonderful community and what it has to offer. And so if you are interested, you're just going to want to go to PensacolaSports.org and you can get all of the registration information. This event does take place this Monday on Labor Day. So we have a virtual race. We have the actual physical race that you can participate in. Do come out and enjoy yourselves.
Well, okay, I'm glad you said that because I would be the first one to be like, I don't run. I certainly don't run that far. But it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of something for everyone. And I love that you said, so there's a virtual option. So you could do your own thing, your own route, maybe even indoors. Is that right? Like if you have a treadmill, is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly. In the virtual race, it's not even just on that physical day. You know, you're going to do your due diligence by marking how much you've accomplished within the virtual aspect of it. And it's going to take place through the 6th through the 13th. So you don't even have to do it on the 6th on Monday. You have that full week that you can say, hey, you know, I did the race, you know, just giving honor to, again, all of our education and industry professionals.
Well, and you know, you're speaking my language there. I love that this is in honor of the educators. And like you said, they've had quite a pivot over the last, I would say even now, it's been a couple of years, it feels like, just keeping everything moving forward with, you know, student success and academics and social emotional, all of that, everything that goes into being an educator. I also love what you said, that this is not confined to a single day. You can take your time a little bit, like you can extend the marathon or however far it is you're going to run. Is there anything, Deja, that people should be doing, like a hashtag or a check-in or anything like that, that would let people know they're participating?
So really you just want to hashtag Bayou Hills Run and, you know, and of course Pensacola Sports or Play Pecola Parks. We want everyone to just hashtag and show that you're out there and enjoying yourself.
I love it. I love it. All right. So the Bayou Hills Run, PensacolaSports.org, if you want to get registered. It is happening Monday, this Monday, which is Labor Day, in case you missed it or you're like me and still thinking it was around April. It is not. We are in September. It is Labor Day weekend. It is upon us. So that's exciting. The Bayou Hills Run, honoring educators. What else is happening with Play Pensacola?
Well, we also have our upcoming senior games. So that is for everyone tuning in. Or if you know someone too, if you are 50 plus and you want to get involved in this wonderful event, it goes over the course of 2 weeks, and I'm so looking forward to it. Last year, we weren't able to have it, unfortunately. And so I'm so excited that we are back this year. The Pensacola Senior Games is a way to get all of our athletes out and active. If you are 50 plus, we have 21 sporting events, horseshoes, bowling, darts, track and field, tennis, swimming, you name it, we have it. And we are having everyone come out. So whether you're a seasoned athlete or you just want to come out and you know, just get a filler out there and say, hey, you know, I know I was a really good darter back in the day, and I think I can, you know, show some people up. Come on out. We would love to have you. And so this is a sporting event that takes place throughout the entire nation, actually. And so the Pensacola Senior Games is a qualifier for Florida Senior Games. And at the end of November of each year, everyone goes down to Broward County who has placed in their local competition events, and they compete at the state level. So it's a pretty big deal.
This is the real deal. Okay. So there's going to be like an edgy competitive element here to the senior games. This isn't just everybody wins and gets a participation trophy. This is like, nope, you might qualify to go to the state level.
Absolutely. And when I say 50 plus, you know, that is such a diverse age range. You know, you think about it and you're like, okay, well, you think about athleticism and, you know, competing. We have some of our most amazing athletes. Our last year, Mr. John Hurd competed in the 90 to 94 age group. He'll be competing this year. Yes.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, good luck, John. That's amazing.
Yes. So we're very excited to see everyone out. And he's a track and field athlete. But again, there are 21 sports that you can participate in. And even if you just want to give some a try, it's very fun. It's only $10 to register for your first event and $1 per additional event. That is with the exception of bowling and golf. There are some additional fees associated with those. But, you know, we want to make sure we take care of you to do it at an affordable way, build camaraderie, just come out and, you know, just have a great time. And if you're interested in this information, it's available on our website, playpensacola.com. You have the opportunity to register online, or you can also pick up your registration forms or download it from our website, but they can be dropped off or mailed to Vickery Resource Center. And that's at 2130 Summit Boulevard in Pensacola.
Wow. I am blown away. I had no idea the larger chapters and the honestly the glory that could be achieved here through these senior games. I'm even checking out now floridaseniorgames.com, and there's our Pensacola right there. So it's got the schedule of Palm Coast and Gainesville and Jacksonville, and there's us, Pensacola Senior Games, coming up next weekend. That's so exciting. Okay, I'm learning all kinds of new stuff today. So playpensacola.com is where people should go to get registered, check out their like preferred sporting event to compete in. I guess there's probably a list, and so there's nothing that says you have to qualify to do the Pensacola Senior Games. That just then is the qualifying round for the state level.
Yes, ma'am, exactly. And you may surprise yourself. You might say, hey, you know, I did pretty good. I'm heading off to... And high hopes that, you know, you're having a great time and you never know what may happen. We have our full competition schedule online as well as the registration forms. And just to also inform everyone, you know, the $10 registration fee, that gives you access to compete in your first event. You also get an ticket to the closing ceremony that's going to be at the end of the events on the 26th. And that's going to be complete with food. Giveaways, we'll have sponsor booths because this event is sponsored by Cigna. They are wonderful partners and we are so thankful for them. And we'll have a lot of our different community partners available in there. And that will take place at Bayview Senior Center on the last day, which is Sunday, the 26th. But we celebrate the accomplishments of all of our participants and, you know, are thankful for everyone coming out and we want to celebrate that. So it's not just compete and you go. You know, we want you to come back at the end of the event and enjoy yourself. And so you get a lot out of that. You also get a t-shirt that commemorates, you know, hey, I participated in the 2021 Senior Games. So there's a lot in store. All of this information is available on our website, playpensacola.com. You'll get all of the full details. You also get to read a little bit about Mr. Hurd and his experience with it and you know, check us out. You'll see pictures. You'll see a lot of the full list of all of our sporting events. Again, the competition schedule and the registry.
That is so exciting. Deja, I'll tell you, I think we're having a little bit of connectivity issue, but you came right back a second ago, so I know you'll probably be right back. So playpensacola.com is the place to go. Y'all have got to check this out. The Pensacola Senior Games is the real deal. You can see all the different sports that they will be playing and get that $10 registration fee. Gets you so much the ability to compete as well as attend the closing ceremonies. This is truly a celebration. This is so cool. So check that out, playpensacola.com. That's where you can go check out the Senior Games. It is for people 50 and over and then connects to the larger Florida Senior Games. So you can continue on with your competition. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. I am speaking with Deja Dowdell of the Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department. And so, Deja, jump right back in once you get reconnected because, there you are. I think you're here.
Yes, ma'am. I am here.
Oh, Deja. Oh, no. If you can hear me, I think we lost you again. But I want to recap for everyone. And just jump back in, Deja, once you're on. But the Bayou Hills Run Honoring Educators is taking place this Monday, Labor Day. You can learn more about that at PensacolaSports.org. Hashtag the Bayou Hills Run when you participate. You can also participate remotely. And then the Pensacola Senior Games for people ages 50 and over is coming, and you can go register on playpensacola.com. And Deja, it sounds like you're back. So what else is happening with the Parks Department?
So this is our last weekend that our pools are open. So unfortunately, we did have some unfortunate circumstances that took place with our new splash pad at Legion Field. It was vandalized, and we definitely appreciate everyone for expressing your concern, reaching out. We receive a lot of insight from everyone about, hey, you know, and concerned about, hey, are we going to open back up? And we are certainly hoping that that is the case. Our splash pad schedule operates all the way through October, so we're keeping our fingers crossed that that will be there. But we do want to, you know, let everyone know that there is still a wonderful amenity available, and that is our city pool. So we have two pools that are open through the there's some water slides. Definitely great way to wrap up our aquatic season. So definitely take advantage of that and come out this weekend.
Yes, I love hearing that. So there's one more weekend to go take advantage. I was so sad to hear that too about, I live right around the corner from Legion Field and it was so fun to see the kids playing. So looking forward to the time when that is back and available again. And in the meantime, one more weekend to enjoy the pools. Do you have a favorite? I like the pools over at Roger Scott, but do you have a favorite around town?
And I like Hunter Pool. You know, it's almost like a happy place. Like, so for me, that's my route coming in to work. And so I when I'm passing over 110, I can kind of look down to the side and I can see the full pool. And sometimes, some afternoons, I'll see everyone out there and enjoying it. And then, I don't know, I just like the proximity of Hollis T. Williams Park. I know that we're going to get a new skate park there. So I just have really exciting hopes for that whole area. So Hunter Pool is my favorite.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And full disclosure, I have not made it over there. I'm the same. I have seen it driving, but never been like, over in this neck of the woods, I need to get over there and check it out. I've been reading about the skate park coming. While we're talking about that, is that a city initiative, the skate park?
So it is in partnership with Escambia County, but it is an Escambia County initiative. You know, they're spearheading that. And there is, they've been asking for public opinion. There has been so much rallying behind this. So, of course, this is a city park. Hollis T. Williams is a city park. However, it's not a lone effort by our part alone. You know, we are very, very excited about bringing the skate park in there, and we are partnering with Escambia County to do so.
That is super exciting. One thing I have not seen, I don't even know if this is out there, but is there a timeline of when it might be open?
So to my knowledge, I don't have an exact timeline. I would probably have to get that information, and maybe when I come back next month, have a little bit more on it. I know that there were different phases that were going on where we were asking the public for information regarding, you know, their thoughts on the design and really wanting to get public input on that. And so I don't know if there's been any groundwork to start the project, but from what I've been hearing, the target is to have it complete by next year.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love that. Yes, we'll have to stay tuned as the timeline and the project unfolds. But I love knowing that that's coming. I just think, you know, Pensacola is leveling up in so many different ways, not least of which are beautiful parks. We have so many gorgeous amenities, besides the fact that we live in a tropical paradise, but then also just that our city and our county have invested in making a beautiful space for our citizens to enjoy. So one of those, Deja, that we've talked about as it's progressed is Bayview Park and everything going on over there. So what's the latest happening over in that neck of the woods?
Well, if you haven't had the opportunity to come out this summer to Bayview Park, I can tell you this weekend is a wonderful time to do so, and you would be in for a treat. The Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center is booming. It is a center where you can rent a pedal boat, a bike, a kayak, any outdoor equipment that you can think of, even down to a stove oven that you can take on your hike out. And you also can rent a hammock. There's equipment out there for you. You can get out on the water on Bayou Tahar in a kayak or stand-up paddleboard. But these are at affordable rates. Our amazing city councilmen and women, you know, voted this in place, and they have affordable rates over there at Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. We want you to come down and check it out, rent something to go out on the weekend. If you have visitors coming in, it's a great way to showcase the beauty of our city.
Oh, I love that you said that. That is not something I had thought of before. But if someone is coming to visit and you want to get outside, or maybe you've done the beach or the traffic is bad or whatever that case may be, this is an alternative. You can come here and check out all the awesome amenities that are available through. I love that, the Outdoor Pursuit Center, the Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. So make sure you go check that out. I have not, well, I've seen it like walking around the park, but not checked out any of the actual equipment yet. But that pedal boat, I think it might be calling my name. That sounds like fun and not too hard. It doesn't seem too difficult.
And the pedal boat is perfect if you're someone that's like, I really don't want to get in the water like that. I just want to be on the water and I'm fine. A pedal boat is perfect. If you're a little bit more adventurous when it comes to the water sports, get on a stand-up paddleboard or get on a pedal boat. And our staff over there are so amazing, so informative. I've had multiple opportunities to get down over there. And just listening to everyone engage with our citizens and letting them know and giving them information about. and explore our waterways is so inspiring. So, you know, shout out to Mr. Paul and Mr. Dylan and everyone over there. We love you guys. We are thankful for everything that you do. And this is a small little plug, even though I will be back next month to really talk about this, and hopefully Mr. Paul will join me. But mark your calendars. This is a new festival coming to Pensacola. The Ore Fest is going to be coming to town October 23rd. This is a outdoor recreation, everything recreation outdoors. We're bringing it to Bayview Park, and we're going to be out there. So if you want to explore Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center now, it's a great way to go over there, kind of get a feeler, and then come out to the Ore Fest next month and really dive in and have a little bit of expertise while you're.
That's so exciting. Okay, and so you're saying the Pensacola Ore Fest Outdoor Recreation, and Deja, you said October 23rd, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, October 23rd, and that's a Saturday.
I got it on my calendar. That sounds like so much fun, and I agree. That team over there at Bayview, they've got it going on, and if you have questions, I know from personal experience, you can just call them up, like give them a call, ask around, or of course stop by if you're over in the neighborhood anyway, just to check out. They have done an incredible job building out that center and putting amenities in place that, again, it just, we live in this gorgeous, beautiful part of the world. And here is like even better ways to engage with the nature around us and get out there to your comfort level. Like you mentioned, Deja, you don't have to go jump in the water, but you can still enjoy being right there in the proximity to it. And, you know, I have to ask Deja, how is it looking out there with the dog parks these days?
Oh, they're great. And I mean, of course, we have Dog Beach. We have our dog park at Roger Scott, as well as a dog park at Baby Park. And then we have some more underway. So our furry friends are enjoying themselves. I was recently out there at Bayview, and just seeing everyone out on the dog beach really made me happy. They're living their best life over there. I mean, where else do you know that has an actual dog beach?
Right. It's so true. And they do. They love it. They are out there frolicking. My favorite part is that they then have the little like bathing station, so you can hose your dog off, because of course it's sand, it's water, it's other dogs, like all the good stuff that's going to lead to really good nap for your dog after the fact. But if you want to rinse them clean, that I know my golden retriever loves that part. She likes getting the nice cool water rinsed off, and then she just is asleep before we're even out of the parking lot. It is the best way to like get out all that excess energy. So if you haven't checked that out, and you kind of have to know at Bayview Park that there's the dog park, like the dry dog park, and then there's a separate one. The beach is down, you know, there on the, like, kind of, if you're looking at the senior center, it's to the right of that. So you have to look for it. Like, you got to know to go down that hill and check it out. It's like the hidden gem down there.
Definitely. There's a beautiful, beautiful tree that just, you know, it's so inviting and welcoming. And a lot of the times whenever I'm there, it's like instinctual for all of our pets. Like they know, our dogs know, like, oh, that's where I need to go. And they just take off, and or sometimes mostly they're on a leash. And so but you can tell the excitement. They're like, I want to go that way over there to that tree. And it's right in between the senior center. Really, it's adjacent to the parking lot. So there's a parking lot that's in between the senior center and Baby Community Center. And so if you just walk right down there, you'll see the dog beach right at the bottom at the edge of the water. And there's a sign that says Dog Beach.
That's the one.
Enter right over there in the gate.
That's how you know you are in the right place. And Deja, I have to say, it is so great to catch up with you. I want to make sure everybody knows the best way to get in touch and stay in touch with Play Pensacola and with the Parks Department. Will you give us all that good contact information?
Yes, ma'am. Please do. Visit our website, playpensacola.com. You're also able to follow us on social media at Play Pecola Parks. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're always releasing information and keeping everyone informed on ways that you can get out and play.